could almost be a day in fall. Very mild today. Overcast and still a bit humid, but very mild. I was listening to or reading some Twitter posts earlier, sort of in between the gaps at work, and I noticed that for different reasons, there's a few people that have started really kind of tweeting a lot of very, what's a nice way to put this, very kind of new agey platitudes, which, you know, to each their own, that's no big deal, but there was one of them that kind of stopped me in my tracks just because I started thinking about it. And I realized that it really didn't make any sense. Now, keep in mind, this is coming from somebody I know. I've got my share of platitudes, and depending on who you talk to, I'm either, sort of sardonic and a bit on the cynical side, or I'm, new agey, touchy-feely, Krishnamurti spouting. You know, it's to me, the hilarious thing is it just depends on who you're talking to. On how they sort of take my usual raps, but this particular one was everything seeks its source, and then it just had like a little dash mark and a universal truth, and I started thinking about it, and I finally had to retweet the person who sent it, who, is a nice enough person. I'm not doing it to just be argumentative, but I'm just trying to understand how something like that is sort of propagated. Everything seeks its source. Does it? Well, the response I got back was that I think, we all seek the things that help us grow. And then I thought, does that really address what I was asking, though? Everything seeks its source. Is that a universal truth? What does that mean exactly? And what I started to think about was that a lot of people today get caught up in these platitudes. The new age in general is replete with the trappings and the window dressing of wisdom. And you tend to have an awful lot of sort of repackaged, very wise sounding, slightly torturous English, that sounds overly formal for 140 characters in Twitter. And I think it's good that you have a lot of these people that have these very sort of strong impulses to be positive. And it's not just about being positive, I understand. But you know what I'm saying. They have this strong impulse to be constructive and positive and try to do some good. But at the same time, I think that a lot of these same people tend to get a little caught up in the trappings. They tend to get a little caught up in the platitudes and, in changing the world and crystals and light and yada, 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 yada. The truth is none of that really does much. All these people that are trying so hard to get these messages of love and light out there, you sort of wonder how much attention are they paying to their everyday life. And I'm not suggesting that they're not. But I do think that the higher you fly, the more careful you have to be when it comes to what's going on the ground. Just a thought. I am starving, so I'm going to get some lunch. Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. And I've got to respond to Mike. Mike, you sent me an email responding to what I'd said about... about the whole UFO investigators and how they need to be more rational. And that's interesting. If I'd honestly thought of that earlier, I probably would have made this audio boo about that. But thanks for the email, Mike. And I'll try to I'll respond to you, sort of give you a little bit more info on where I was coming from. But I appreciate you listening. Everyone have a wonderful day. And talk to you soon.